Gavin's back in the building.
Yo,
we're back. It's all different now.
It's mad. Talk to me. Big news yesterday.
Where should we start, bro?
You know where
fucking
start.
Hell.
Huge news yesterday, man. Talk to me how, like, all right. Here we go. You know what it is? You know what's funny? I looked at it, yeah? I think I said it to you as well. I looked at it, I thought, this is going to look shit, because obviously you got this big news.
Yeah.
And I come back to record, like.
Because I meant, so obviously.
You said to me, yeah.
A couple weeks ago, I put out a little sign. Because
I
knew.
You said in the group. You said in our WhatsApp group that you got news.
Yeah, but then also I put out a post. I don't know if you remember.
That was it.
The gigs had nothing to do with it.
I seen the post. I screenshot it and then I sent it.
Yeah. So that was just the picture I picked. Because I was just on a gas one.
Yeah.
But, so I knew time ago.
What did they say? What's the process?
I couldn't tell no one, obviously.
Yeah, but them contacts. I remember time ago. I don't think we said it on the podcast, but you said to me that they said something might be happening.
Actually, let's just start from the top, because obviously, bruv, like, we're talking about it, but the long and short of it is I got announced on the BBC residency.
Jeez!
So a man's got a show, 6 shows to be clear.
Okay. What's
Asian Network.
Massive.
6 shows. Starting in October, once a month. And it's like, put it into perspective, bruv. It is like a Champions League group, group. What? It ain't the knockout stages, it ain't the final, trophy.
So you and X amount of other people.
Me and 3 other people on rotation in a month, right? So one show a month.
So how do they decide who wins the Champions League?
I don't even know if they pick. I don't think it's a situation where they 100% pick one person. There's been multiple people in the past who have done residencies and vanished off the face of the earth.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second, right? I'll tell you about it. I think someone hit me up. I want to tell you about that. But
I think one extra
residency typically has been running forever as well. Same
so
thing.
I think Sideman started as a one extra residency.
Bro. Fucking, you name them, they've been there. Mr. Jam, look at Kenny.
Is that how they all get in there? Kenny was a resident.
Listen,
as well.
Kenny done the residency the first time ever he done the radio, and it didn't work out for him. He then left the station and he came back because he had to go and work on some things. And they took him back, gave him another shot. And now look, bro, you could actually say, I was thinking about this just now, bro, you could actually say like, He's like a pivotal guy in the scene.
He's in the scene, definitely.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, when one extra, I'd say, because what's her name to Charlie's actual show, right? The rap show.
Hmm.
But for me, I'd say Kenny's the guy.
Yeah, yeah,
on
100.
That channel, like,
yeah,
when
yeah,
it comes
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
yeah.
hard street rap stuff, like now.
But what I'm saying is like, so when I apply that to me when I went to do so you read the post, yeah? So basically this has been going on for years, bruv.
Years.
Like when I mean years, I mean fucking, you know what? Let's go back to 16 years ago. Radio, you know when it's exactly what I said. If anyone's fucking listening, just go check the IG. I've written a whole essay on Wagwan.
You know what? Like you say that it's an essay, yeah, but I think it's important. And I spoke to Mike afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said something. You don't even realise what you've done. I don't think you realise what you've done, bro. And like, it's going to be some fucking, I don't know, some extraterrestrial shit. But I believe in the fucking power of manifestation.
Mm.
And that's exactly what Mike said. You manifested this, bro. It's like that, for what they call it, law of attraction.
Bro, it feels like
It don't feel normal. It can't feel...
It feels so
when
late.
I tell you,
this opportunity, it feels delayed, bro, but...
Nothing before its time, bro.
Yeah, man.
Because think about it now. Right, put it in perspective, yeah? Firstly, what I was trying to say is that you've been... Ever since I've met you, I don't think I knew the Asian Network was about until you started talking about it.
But let's be honest, like, Asian Network's become, like, it's become a, a stronger station in relation to Radio 101 Extra, Asia Network, hand in hand now.
Yeah.
Before, it weren't a thing, like, really.
It's still BBC.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to the studios time ago, like, right? I don't even remember why I was there. Mm-hmm. But it's not an, yeah. It's not an idiot setup. It's proper.
Yeah, carry on.
So, but yeah, you've always spoke about it, and just the grind, mate, the non-stop, and you just being that. I remember we said on one of the podcasts about persistency and how you can be irritating. But that shit, that's what got you here. And what I was going to say about timing, because like stuff with me and reason why I ain't been really coming up here is because shit's just dropping into place, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a different game for you now because if, without obviously trying to give away some of the things you could do, think about what your position is now in the game compared to if you got it as soon as you said, I'm going to do it. Bro, think about the guests you can have just on a phone in.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about who you can just say, you know what, this is what I'm doing. The Asian market is massive for anyone.
Yeah.
So if you say, I've got this opportunity, I'm going to call you up.
Yeah, man.
Go through your phone book. Think about who you can get to come. I don't think any of the other three people are going to be able to do certain things.
Oh, yeah, I don't view it like, don't get me wrong, in that sense, it ain't me versus these people.
I'm not saying that either.
No.
But I'm just saying
it's not even. That's not even on my.
What I'm saying
agenda.
Is, you,
my thing is now. I need to. I want to bring something. It's about what.
That's what I'm saying.
It's about now, innit?
Now you can bring something totally different than you would have, I'd say, 12 months ago.
And let me tell you, like, so
definitely 4 or 5 years ago.
Yesterday was a mad thing.
Yeah.
And I can go for a million people that I spoke to yesterday. Whatever. Bare people showing love, like, all good. I got I had a conversation with Shawnee B, right?
Yeah.
He's been a friend from day one.
Yeah, yeah.
From when I started.
Yeah.
I met him. He's one of the first DJs I probably met in the club local.
Yeah.
And he's been in radio from day.
Yeah.
He's a sound man from day.
Shawnee B's a big boy out here.
Right? Respect, and so he's like he's like a big brother, like mentor kind of thing. You know, if I ever need to holler or I got a question or anything like that.
I'm sure you used to do great raves with him.
People done bear parties as well. Yeah, so
remember,
he knows.
I remember.
And he hit me and he said to me, he sent me a couple voice notes and that, and he just said, fire, like, bro, you need to keep everything moving and you need to now work harder. Because he said, bro, I read your post now. He goes, because he found out, because he works at the BBC, it was on the news desk or whatever. So he's hollered me and he said, I see your name. And he goes, I was thinking to myself, boy, this boy is going to be beaming when he gets the news. Like, and then he said, but my guy, like, listen.
It's just the beginning, bro.
He said to me, basically he called to put it into perspective to say, don't get carried away, because he's seen people who have been given this opportunity and it hasn't lasted past the initial
6 weeks.
Six shows. And then they're never to be seen again. So he was more calling to say, mentally, you've said about how much it means to you and you're gassed and you've written like an essay about how it's got to this point. But he goes, just know in your head, like, it's not solidified that you're there forever yet. So he was just trying to ground, man. And then a couple of other people that I spoke to, I told them that and they hit me back and they were like, yeah, but you got to tell your story. And I just felt like, I was telling Shawnee, like, bro, my head's in the right place.
He's giving you a balance.
He's giving, exactly. You need that.
What he's saying to you, and it's good because he's in there.
100%.
So he's giving you a view, whereas your friends, me, I'm still going to gas you up.
1,000,000%.
But that's what you need.
Because when you hear...
Some people have too much of one thing.
When you hear congratulations over an extended period of time and people are seeing things, you'd assume if someone announces something, you can't help as a human being but just think that they've made it. You know them sort of... people. But... As a consumer, they're just fucking hell, what, my man's on BBC? He's out of it, he's gone.
I had a conversation with someone yesterday that is a music artist, and he's saying how good a year he's had and all the rest of it. He feels like he's done a lot, but not really. I can't remember how he worded it, but basically said he's built a foundation. But there's no gas in the foundation. You got probably more notoriety for getting accepted for this residency, yeah?
Mm.
When, if we look at it from a Shawnee B perspective, that's fuck all. In a real...
Yeah, 100. That's what he was basically trying to say.
You haven't even pressed play in a BBC
You've literally
studio.
Just got through the qualifier.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you're in the game, kind of.
But what's sick and what people don't see is the fact that after doing that yesterday, you drove to Kent, you come back, you're around, you're putting out these shows and all the rest of it, and you've been doing it for fucking almost 2 decades, bro.
Bruv.
That's what brings you up to the point of being able to say, I've got a BBC resident.
Yeah, yeah,
you see what I'm saying? And that's where the balance is. And bro, like, I know you ain't going to stop. I know your shit ain't going to stop. And for me, the way I would look at it is that this is just a way of getting more eyes on what you do.
1,000,000%.
You got 6 shows to get more eyes on what you do. And it's got to be in a position where...
It leaves you in a... It's 6 months of leaving you in a stronger place than the 6 months before, bro. That's it.
I was going to say that it leaves you in a position where the BBC, where the network needs
you. They can't let you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully, you know what I mean?
I think it can happen, bro. I honestly think it... Like, I know you. I know how much you want this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know how much of a prick you could be when you get your hands on the opportunity. You ain't going to let that shit go.
Bro, the planning, they're already... Do you know what I mean? The producer's probably already sick of me, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Because man's on him. Like, yo, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to bring this guy. Can we do this? He's like, fam, like, just worry about your first show, innit? Like, just... On you, innit? Don't worry about everything else. Like, it will all come.
Just make sure you're doing... Like, if I would... This is my advice. I don't know fuck all, really. I'm not in that world, really. But make sure your shit's epic, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure your shit's epic. And anything you need, like, man will be there. But I want this to happen for you, bro. You know this anyway. I want this shit to happen for you. I was gassed. I was so gassed. You'd have thought it was me that got on the fucking on the network. Serious. I love that shit, man. Even when you tell me about, like... Obviously, you did the show with Anton yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw the clip. Yeah. Fucking
hell, bro! I think I just went gassed up, fueled up yesterday on a.
Of course you did,
bro.
Perfect timing for them lot. That crowd got.
they got
the show.
They got
life.
A 10 out of 10, bro. I was man of the match,
bro.
Honestly, no one's telling me no different. Bro.
I saw the mosh pit on your story. I was just like, nah, that's mad.
You know, today I'm.
And the fact is, it's Anton that's put that shit on, bro. Like, listen.
It's good to know one person in one place at least that could do something.
It's not even that. That's good. That's good. But when I think about, like, you got to think about your circle, bro, and people that you're around. To see that shit for me, I love that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yesterday,
imagine
there's 2 guys I met since I've been, since I started a business, and both of them got nominated for some award, like new entrepreneur of the year award or something. I can't remember exactly what it is, by the Birmingham Chambers of Commerce, massive fucking award. And both of them been nominated. I don't know them together. Like, I know them separately from separate worlds.
Yeah.
That they're doing that. You've got announced to be, bruv. It just shows you. You got to be around the right amount, right people, bro. You have to be around the right
people. I feel like it was just timing, bro. Because I think, like,
it all comes down to trust me.
Because I can't fault anything else that has happened over the years. Because it's just been constant trying, whether it's from, it was 1X, there's been features across all the stations. There's been everything, bro. The endless demos.
That's how it works. Like, no one, especially in this day and age, no one just gets put on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you
see
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it don't happen like that. There's too many people out here trying to do the same thing, number one.
Mm.
Nothing's new anymore, really. And number two, too many people are like, so if you're the person that's in control of choosing, imagine how many times you get hit up by a DJ Firestar.
1,000,000%.
Do you see what I'm saying? There's going to be 1,000,000 people trying to take that spot from you. And that's the other thing, reason why you need to work hard. Because
it's competitive. And I think they said it straight as well, even with, like, you can imagine the amount of people, even the kind of endless list of options and people behind one extra is even larger.
When we put,
that's why it's easier to maybe fit me, you know what I mean? On that... On the other side,
but
which is cool.
No,
like,
exactly.
Which is
you
fine.
Play your position, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
And I think that works for you on the artist side of things as well.
Yeah.
Because there'll be loads of DJs on One Extra.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even need to be a DJ
on
One
Extra. No, of course.
You know what I mean? Like a comedian I knew that was just starting out now has got a key slot on One Extra right now. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy. But timing things, even when my business is a bit, it's not as glamorous in that. But I've got an opportunity recently, set up a partnership with this place in Leeds. And they bring on me and like 4 or 5 other people doing a similar sort of thing, bro.
Right.
And I was just grafting the first week.
What, they hijacked all of you, put you together?
We've all got the same sort of partnership
thing.
Okay. It's long to go into.
Right.
But basically, it's an opportunity to make more money selling cars, working with these people.
On a bigger scale.
Yeah, and I think there's 5 or 10 of us that have started at the same time, yeah?
Yeah.
And the guy, I've gone in there and I've made dough with him already, like second, third day.
Mad.
But I thought that was normal. And then the guy that's like managing all of us, like coordinating it all, rang me and was like, there's no one else.
No one is doing this.
No one's done nothing. And you know why that is? Because I've been grafting for 2 years, bro.
Yeah.
They're at the beginning. What they're going through and what they're looking and thinking, fuck, some of them will fall off. They're not going to do it no more. Some of them will hold out and get there. And some of them will have 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But I've done all that shit. And that's why...
it prepares you for what
timing.
It's mental.
Timing. I've gone in there and I've knocked it out of the park. And
it's mental.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. So that's... when I'm saying that, make it a position where you are needed more than... do you know what I mean?
Mm.
They need you more than you need them.
Yeah.
That's where the beauty is. When you've got this... you build up a following and they see that, right, he's doing something different. He's got access to this, or he can... he's doing that. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's the
and
time.
And you're pushing the name.
Yeah. I think it's the time, bro. It's like you said. It's like when you come to X amount of time doing something or have any experience, you know what I mean? Like you said, you come in, you've made more dough.
That's what I'm saying.
Than other people because they're at a different stage.
Exactly.
So what they think is the level, your level's
so fire,
different.
So Firestar 2009
would have gone in
versus Firestar 2009.
That's what I'm saying. 2009 would have been, I'm happy to just tweak and bust a mix. Now man wants to fucking create the whole thing.
Exactly. 2009, I think you'd have been the flash in the pan that Shawnee B was talking about.
Yeah.
2019,
yeah.
And that's probably where, I don't know how close you are.
Yeah.
But he might be thinking of the person that was on the journey.
Yeah.
Whereas a person that I know now that I speak to quite often, all the rest of it,
yeah.
I know, bruv.
Yeah.
And if I know that also, if you don't get a permanent there,
it's gonna do.
Because for me, the reason why I'm all so confident is because radio's dying, in my opinion.
100. I was gonna ask you, like, would you?
But that's not bad for you. That's a good thing for you, because you're gonna be then still flying the flag.
Yeah.
See, when Charlie Slough left One Extra, that was a massive marketing issue for them.
Massive.
Yeah, because now Apple gave him the bag they gave him because of his personal
status.
Brand.
It adds to the CV. Someone told me this. It's like, you do your thing. It's only going to raise your stock.
And your stock's going to potentially raise theirs. That's what you need to remember, bro.
The other thing Shawnee said, just to throw it into perspective when he was throwing that out, is he just mentioned that someone he knows, whoever he was referring to, they got announced. And they held a fucking like celebration party.
Oh, wow.
But then they got cut. Yeah. And then they went through some depression, like really affected them. So he was just looking out for man, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
To say, make
he's
sure
a real one. He's a real one for that, definitely.
Make sure your head's right. And the other thing I want to quickly shout out about that as well, nearly 2 years ago now, when I did the actual pilot, so I did the demo in London, the actual official.
For this role now?
For this.
When did you do that?
In London.
When?
Not last November, the November before.
That's when you did the pilot.
I haven't thrown the clip up yet. I've got a clip. I recorded it, bro.
That's mad.
I recorded it because I knew.
Eventually.
Hopefully.
Yeah. No, I'll you get knew. On. You knew, bro. Don't chat shit. You knew.
So I thought, let me.
You
record
knew
it.
You was either gonna die or that definitely.
Yeah, it's coming either, out. Yeah. I would have found a way to throw it out.
Either that was gonna be in your coffin with you. That MP4. or you would have got on.
Listen. But I need to say this. On the way up to recording the pilot, I got nervous. Man was overthinking it, right?
That's not like you.
So I reached out to Kenny. I had a conversation with Kenny Allstar on the way up. He'll remember because I called him. He rang me back. Like, I hit him on Twitter, like, he follows me. I said, bro, send me your number. I need to chat to you about something. Because he went through the process.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, bro, I'm heading up to London, and you know, he just gave me some advice on the phone, just said, yo, bro, just be you. That was a mistake I made the first time. I tried to be what I thought they wanted, but they get that every time.
Yeah.
You just be you,
that's what I'm saying.
And they're going to take it. And bro, I mean, big up.
The thing is, you need to remember as well, yeah, that you've got people like Getz and Giggs taking you on tour, and CBiz. And these are the people. Without them people, there would be no One Extra, there would be no Asian Network.
Yeah.
So if they respect you enough to bring you, why would the people that they're feeding, in a way, not, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
I think there comes a point where you're doing, it feels like, and I don't want to overgas it, but I just think, regardless of who wants to support you or who doesn't, inevitably, if you keep raising your value and your stock, eventually they got a look in it.
Of course.
Do you see what I mean? Yeah. Eventually it's like, fucking hell, like, we gotta fuck with this guy a little bit. Like, let's give, let's see what's going on. Like, what is this all about? Why are we seeing him everywhere?
I would say 90% of it is that. They're not stupid.
I'll take that as well.
Well, boy, that's more than, I think that's more than the, oh, I like you.
Yeah.
Because if, oh, I like you, that runs out, bro.
But bro, the man,
one day you piss them off, they don't like you no more. Yeah. But when they need you, do you know what I mean?
And when the meetings happen, you know, you're sitting in the meetings with the head, of music and stuff, and they're telling you, like, fire, like, literally, there's nothing more you can do. It's just timing now. They said that. We don't need no more demos. We don't need no more emails.
But you know what as well? Like, for anyone listening that wants to do something, regardless of its DJ and whatever, like, that is important because it shows how much you want it.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying? Certain people might just put in a one demo and really want it, but say, I don't want to bother.
And then that's it.
And they'll forget about you. But they know, the head of music knows who you are.
Mm.
That's not a joke. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, there's many DJs out there that's going to be looking at the Asian network as a pinnacle.
Yeah, man.
And they don't know, they won't know who they are because they're too shy, or they're too reserved, or they think that's not the way of doing things. I think be polite, be courteous, but also be persistent, man. You know, nothing wrong, but man, fucking congratulations, mate. Congratulations.
So we get that started. First show, bro, October.
I'm so gassed for you, man.
Don't worry, I'll be gassing out for the next fucking trillion.
Yeah, we know.
You know what I mean?
We know. And everyone, so you should, bro. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Let's make sure everyone. The first show is going to be a Mazza, though. I just want to put that out. I can't tell you who's going to be on it, but it's going to be a Mazza.
Yeah, do that, bro.
You know what I mean?
Do what you got to do, man.